Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about passion, ignite your passion to work. It was very general when I did the research for this article, but I kind of took it and curtailed it to what's going on with us as an educator. I find this article on May 25th, 2020. It's on orienttalent.com. And I read the article about the importance of hiring passionate people because of the value that they bring to the companies. And that's very important. The article mentioned that 79% of the people that they surveyed are passionate about their position. About their job because they are in the ideal company, but they're not necessarily happy with the position they currently are or they have right now in the company. So they like the company, but they don't necessarily like the position they are in. So which kind of feel like the way teachers are. We love teaching, but we do not like what's going on with teaching. But, you know, as a teacher, the way the community and the society is consistently put more and more on top of teachers, but yet refuse to make sure that they compensate for the value that they bring. So that's why I said, teachers, does that sound familiar? If you're not alone in this at all, and that's throughout the United States, I'm sure other countries may have this salary issue, but I would love to find a country where that the teachers are not respected at the level that it is here in the US, right? To find a way to passionate, to get back the passion or to keep your passion ignite, because you still got to go to work because you're showing up, you know, for the year. So I come up with these strategies, and you've done them before, right? So it's nothing new I'm sharing with you. It's what I've done last year and a couple of years, especially since we've been in this pandemic, that really, truly shedding light on a lot of things that's going on wrong with the education sector. So first of all, I stayed focused on the things that were working. If I did a lesson, if I'm doing doing my classroom management, while I was handing a kid and a parent, I kept those. And I made note of that strategy and I used it over and over again. I had a couple of backup, but that's the thing that I did more. I focused on what was working because the list of what's not working was way too long and it's physically, emotionally tired. So I didn't focus on that either. And the other thing that I really made sure that I did, I avoid stress as much as I can. I know that's not possible, but I did. I didn't get involved on stuff that really didn't matter to me. If I'm out in the hallway and now the teacher is handing a student, I left it alone. I didn't get involved and I kept moving and go handle my task at hand. If something is going on at school that I didn't have to participate, I didn't participate. You know, and if it's a negativity or negative relationship with a colleague, I did my best to stay in my room. I didn't interact much. So I did do as much as I can to avoid stress and all kinds of level. Another thing that I did also to stay passionate, I always get creative. You know, sometimes, you know, you do the lesson this way. That's the plan. But you, when you start teaching and you see the students are doing something different with it, I'm the teacher that will step back actually and watch where the student take the lesson. And then see if I could add to it and be a little bit more creative next time or allow them to be creative so I didn't necessarily have to be the only one doing all the instructing. Sometimes, as you know this, students learn best from each other. You know, that's another way you could avoid stress and avoid be the only one in the room constantly talking. Another thing I did too, that's I did my best to use the time in school to get a lot more done. So anytime there was a break or in between classes, if I wasn't using the bathroom or if there was a meeting, I've always made copies ahead, always sent the copy because in our school district, there's a copy department where you send things in and they send you back what you needed. I constantly stayed a unit ahead of what's happening, right? And in grading papers, I did short 1 to 3 questions as quickly as possible, and then have a conceptual question where I could literally test where the kids are. But that's easy for me to say because I'm a math teacher. I know some of you English teachers and art teachers, this process may look completely different. I understand that, but I just did my best to use the time that I was in school. I didn't necessarily spend a lot of time talking to some of my colleagues, you know, because everybody was busy, even more so now. It's like, feel like there's no time for anything. Get better at saying no. That is a skill that you really have to hone in and last, not just at your position. I know if you're anything like me, you always want to be there to help someone. That's just how some of us are wired, simply because we don't like it when we need to do something and we can't get support, which is usually the case. But nowadays, with the pandemic and the way things are keep adding on and adding on and adding on to your time, you can afford to be the savior of all, or the Mother Teresa is what we call it. You have to start weighing in. If you say yes to an activity, where's the time going to come from? And what is the activity? How much effort, how much energy would the activity take? You have to start negotiating these things, right? Because your time is important. You're important. Your energy, yourself, your body, your health. So all of those, you know, factor in how you spend your time with or without people, you know. So know that very well. And another thing is have fun. I'm very silly. The reason I could avoid some of the grown-ups in my some of the building, I think sometimes they get too serious. They take everything to the next level. I just want to come to work, have fun with the student, teach what I need to teach, do what I'm supposed to do, and go home. You know, I'm a storyteller because math is difficult sometimes. I get to know the kids a lot with the sports they like. You know, like all teachers, like all good teachers, I should say, do, is to get to know your student, because you could connect what they're learning to their everyday. And again, you know this. So I'm just repeating stuff you already know. Just so you know, you're doing the right thing. If you have not gotten into that mindset, it's better to shift come this way because it lighten up the load. Another thing is go home at the end of the day. If there's no meeting, there's not any reason why you need to be at that school building, go home and leave the work in the school, especially on the weekend. So pretty much that's all I have for you for today. I'm looking forward to interview a lot of people for the podcast. So that's coming, okay? And I have a bunch of teachers that are coming in that are doing some great things in the business world. And I'm getting ready to have a course that's coming, and I'm going to share it with you. So keep coming. I think it's coming on the 11th. My internet happened to be down today. I'm over the Panera using the internet. But I just wanted to come here real quick because it's passion. That's why I'm here. That's why I decided to talk about passion, because when I have to work and get my internet to work, it just blew my mind. I'm like, oh my God, what's going on? So any case, that's all I have with you. Don't forget to do what you do best. Share the link, sign on, follow me, and keep looking out for the course. Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that will need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.